what first attracted you to the role of Iron Man?
I thought about the suit. I thought about Stan Lee. I thought about all these really cool movies coming out. And then when I started really remembering the character and how different Tony Stark is from most of the fellas and gals in the Marvel Universe, I thought, wow, I should go for this.
Yeah, I can fly.
Let's see if this dog can hunt.
Inbound missile.
Flares!
What was it like putting on the Iron Man suit for the first time? Did you feel like a superhero?
I felt like a linebacker in high heels.
Very good.
Action!
I have a few more.
Right in the line. I'm telling you, move! Move!
What was it like working with Gwyneth Paltrow?
It was really cool. I think Gwyneth is very disappointed that there wasn't a 9.5 weeks segment.
There's a kind of banter and a sort of sexual tension that they have that's a lot of fun to play. I'm allowed to have plans on my birthday.
Well, get yourself something nice for me.
I already did.
And?
Oh, it was very nice.
Yeah.
Very tasteful. Thank you, Mr. Stark. Going on here?
Let's face it, this is not the worst thing you've caught me doing.
I'm assuming there'll be Iron Man action figures.
Yes.
You're looking forward to seeing your head on an action figure?
I saw it and it was kind of interesting because somebody immediately said, is that Scott Baio?
Who would win in a fight between Iron Man and the Hulk?
Well, I don't want to put anything out there in the air to Ed Norton. No, I think it'd be a close match, and I think it really depend on whether it was Ed's team or my team that wrote the script.
Good luck keeping up.
Does 2008 herald the return of Robert Downey Jr.?
The return, yeah, but it's not like I was off planet. I was just, you know, getting my act together. I'm just not the hero type, clearly.
Oh.